Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I have several grandchildren. In fact, I just found out recently I'm going to have another grandbaby. And you know how they love to run and play? They've just got energy, and the old saying, if we could just bottle that energy. They have a few injuries, too, once in a while. If you could just bottle that energy. But, of course, you know, if we did, the government would regulate it and restrict it and tax it. Well, today we're going to talk about energy. No, not the energy my kiddos have, but the natural resources this nation has been blessed to have. Years of innovation from all kinds of entrepreneurs and scientists and people that just want to think of a better idea. They brought us so many luxuries from, you know, made life easier for us. From our laundry to our power tools, you know, the husband loves his power tools, computers, cell phones, cars, keeping our homes comfortable, and of course, because you know who I have today, the Sharpie markers. We can fly across the world to visit places as expensive as travel might seem. It's possible these days. Think about that. Go back in your head just a couple of two or three, maybe four generations, depending on your age, when travel was not something all people could enjoy, but now it is for the most part. Pretty much anybody can afford to travel. The air in the U.S. is cleaner than any other nation, and we are still, for a time, freer than any other nation. But we won't be free if the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the Bernie Sanders of the left have their way. They spew out their predictions and their lies. They extort the American people. That's the word that I'm going to call it. They will take away your money. They will take your jobs. They will take your freedom. They will destroy your way of life. All for the lies. Again, we have to ask why. Today we have the man with the answers. We have Daniel Turner, the power of the future. We look to the common sense and we look to the future of this nation's energy, and it's a good future, I dare say. It's a good future. So we're going to bring Daniel on board. I'm sure he has quite a bit he wants to talk about. We've talked Daniel into coming twice a month. Daniel, how are you doing today?
It is great to be with you, and a happy Tuesday. This is one of my favorite hours of the month.
And now you're going to get two favorite hours of the month. He's going to come on board. We're going to talk. I didn't know which you wanted to talk today, if you wanted to talk about the politics or if you wanted to talk about the energy. So I did all kinds of studying on the energy and politics. I watched that all night long, so surely I could keep up.
I'm always happy to talk about both, actually. Just waiting for this hour to begin. I was watching our attorney general testify before the House, and so we can talk about politics, but energy obviously is where my heart lies. And and I loved your intro. I loved you talked about travel, which I think is just one of the great examples that everyone can relate to.
We don't even think about it anymore.
No, not at all.
Then we might complain about a flight ticket cost and a lot or something, you know, but we don't even think about it. We know we can go from point A to point B without any trouble, really.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, people comment, and I travel a lot, so I do spend a decent amount of time every month in airports, and people comment very often about how people are a little slovenly dressed now when they travel, right? There's no doubt we've become a little bit more of a casual culture, a little too casual for my taste, but I have heard people comment. You know, back in the day in the 60s and the 70s, people would dress up to get on a plane. And I think there's some truth to that, but also in the 60s and 70s, only rich people could afford to travel, and rich people tend to dress up.
It was all business, you know. I mean,
exactly.
But that's not the case now. In fact, I bumped into a girlfriend, and she's going to be taking a trip to Ireland. And I don't think she's flown much. Anyway, she was trying to find something that was comfy, and I was telling her, I said, well, I got these. And, of course, she's quite a bit taller than I am. She goes, I said, I got these pants that I said, they're really nice looking. And I said, yet they're comfy. They're like jogging pants, but they're not. And they're not tights either. And she looked at me, and she says, well, how long are they? Oh, well, they're about down to here on me. But, you know, again, for comfort. You know, because, yeah. You know, you do need comfort. But, yeah, they do. They're a little bit laid back these days on how they dress.
They are. And people who don't make a lot of money can still afford to, a few times a year, take a vacation or go fly to see a cousin or a friend. It is not a big deal. And this has even happened in the course of my lifetime. When I was a kid, if someone was traveling, remember the whole family used to go to the airport to greet them.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
a big deal. Yeah, and
hey,
now
I'm so
no one greets me at the airport.
There were a few Sunday afternoons Dad said, you know, let's just load up the car and go watch the planes come in.
Yeah.
We just, it was a fascinating thing to watch the airplanes come and go there on the you know, at the airport.
It is, and that is because cheap, abundant, reliable domestic energy has made it possible. It's lowered the cost of goods on so many things, and energy and airfare being one of them. And then just not the actual jet fuel, which is obviously a huge component,
oh, yeah.
but to make all the materials that go inside of a jet, the price is lowered to the extent now that you can find $100 fares sometimes when there are those crazy sales from New York to Miami. And people say, yeah, let's go to Miami for the weekend. And that was unheard of a little while ago. These are all the great things that energy has done for us as a nation. And I've mentioned this before on your show, and it's something I'm going to stand by. That is why we cannot allow folks like Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez to call themselves progressive, because they do not believe in progress. They
oh,
are
no.
regressive. Yeah.
We've seen the progress. I'm old enough. I've seen the progress, you know. And like I said, it was something that very few people could afford it when it first came to be as far as flying and traveling in that respect. And you were kind of chintzy about jumping in the car and taking trips too, you know. And it, as much as we complain about prices today, and they are high, I think things have inflated, that you could still pretty much here in the United States, you can hop a plane or a train, or people don't do trains too much, or just get in the car and go.
Exactly. Exactly. Those are the types of things that have become so commonplace. And my original studies actually were in philosophy, and it's kind of a useless subject, although it's fascinating. But it did teach you a couple things, and one of the things we learned a lot about was the whole postmodern era. And this is a time of postmodern American thought, where they have just taken for granted things like air travel, or things like eating exotic fruit in the middle of February,
oh, wow, yeah.
or things like a Sharpie marker, where they just come in, they are just so commonplace that now they think that we can just change the means of production and those things will still be there. And that is a dangerous philosophy. People need to know where goods and services come from and what it takes to get them to your table. That's why folks in the heartland have it better, because they see how food is grown, they see how things are made, and they have a deeper understanding and appreciation for those products that the folks in the urban areas just don't.
We know the hard work that goes in, the physical energy as well as the natural energy that, you know, the resources that we have, whether it be trucking them back and forth or, you know, just feeding the cattle and the hogs or just whatever it is you're doing, you know, in the factory. I mean, I've done it all. I've been in the meat packing plants. I've been in the factory. I've done a lot of different things throughout my life, and I was married to a farmer, and then he decided to go in full time in construction. I've kind of done it all. But we're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're going to talk about energy, and we will kind of hone it up here and try to get on board with just maybe one segment of different things here. You're talking with Beth Ann on CSC Talk Radio, and our you know, I had a letter today. You are one of their favorite guests, Daniel Turner, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that at its competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I invited everybody to call, but I didn't give the number out. It's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I guess I think they ought to have it memorized by now, Daniel. I had
to say it a few times a month, don't you?
A few times. I had a letter from a listener this morning out of New York, and of all my guests that I have, he mentioned two that were his favorite. One was you, and the other one was Mike Cutler. Both just happened to be New Yorkers.
So I thought that was pretty neat. Bad.
Yeah. You guys stick together there, don't you? So anyway, they really did appreciate you, so I appreciate that too. I was going through many of your articles today, and I'm going to kind of let you take the lead on this. I enjoyed all of them, the ones you have written here in the last couple of weeks. And
thank you.
So you do a great job. I went to your site, and I went to where you write for Fox, your op-ed for Fox, and I downloaded a few of your articles. So I'm going to kind of let you take the lead on what's your passion this morning.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I was very lucky that Fox has invited me to do a weekly column for them on energy issues, and it's just great to,
awesome.
You know, contribute to the conversation because, you know, I started this group, and I've told you many times I will always be grateful to you because you were the very first person who invited me on their radio program, and you really helped me launch. Mm-hmm. And what I've been very humbled by and also encouraged by is the fact that we're not competing with other voices to talk about general issues. I mean, if they don't have a guest to talk about the Mueller report on MSNBC, they'll find someone else, right? Everyone wants to talk about it. But we're not competing with people because really no one else was in this space, which is why I started Power the Future. So we are a unique voice, and I'm grateful always to you for allowing our voice to be heard. The thing that's really been on my mind recently as an article I wrote about it, and it's a judge in Wyoming, an Obama appointee who halted all of the oil and gas exploration in the state of Wyoming because he said the energy companies who were doing it did not do enough due diligence when it comes to the issue of climate change. And it's just, it's one of the reasons why the courts are so important. And your listeners will remember, oh, maybe let's go back to September, October of 2016, when everyone was convinced Hillary was going to win. And
well, she bought, paid it for it, you know.
Exactly. and a lot of skeptical Republicans said, well, you know, I don't like Donald Trump. I will vote for him, though, because of the courts, because of the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And the courts have always been important, and it's important to the left as well, because it's how they get their dirty deeds done. Here was a judicial activist judge appointed by President Obama in Washington, D.C., at the circuit court, who's deciding a case about Wyoming, because that is where the environmental groups went. They did not go to a Wyoming judge. They went to a judge in D.C. who they knew would be sympathetic and said, hey, this is happening in Wyoming. Here's climate change. And the judge said, absolutely, let's put a stop to all of this oil and gas exploration. And there has to be something in our DNA as Americans, lovers of the 10th Amendment, who say that is not right. You can't have a judge in D.C. who's never stepped foot in the area where this is happening decide, yeah, I don't think this should go on. I'm going to rule against it. And this just bothers me to no end.
Oh, me too. Me too. Ugh. It's just unreal what they're doing with these judges. And I read an article a couple of years ago. I ought to send it to you because I saved it. The gentleman that wrote it has passed away. But he was talking about a civil war and what's going on in this nation. And that is one thing that he mentioned. I mean, we may not have the guns out shooting one another, but he's talking about the taking over. And you've got another article that I had here, too, that it's a topic that's very near and dear to my heart. But through the courts, through these federal judges and how they're ruling and dictating through them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and this is a tangential issue, but it's interesting. I have one of my closest friends is British. And he was telling me after spending a month in America during the election cycle for work, he was telling me one of the things that fascinates him as a Brit is how abortion is still such a hotbed issue. And he came to an interesting conclusion. And I don't want to talk about the morality of abortion, although that's pretty obvious for any God-fearing person. But he said, but I want to talk about the legal aspect of it. He said, because in the U.K., we had a referendum, and the voters decided in favor, and it was decided. And he said, I think in America it's such a hotbed issue because no one had a chance to talk about it. It was a judge who decided that what the way things are going to be. And I thought, boy, that's a fascinating insight. And you're right. There will be this brewing civil war if judges, unelected judges most of the times, get to decide what happens.
And like you said, one lives in New York, and they're making a decision for Wyoming. You know, that's just crazy.
Exactly. And I think you have to look in the eye of the men and women whose lives you're taking away, whose livelihood you're taking away, whose jobs you are taking away when you make that ruling. It's not okay to be a judge in D.C. where everyone around him is a highfalutin policymaker, think tank blowhard. He should be in Wyoming, and he should have those people knock on his door and say, hey, judge, my husband didn't get a paycheck this week. Because you took away his right to work in the oil and gas industry. He should have to face their neighbors kind of the way our representatives have to, which is why most Congress people hate town halls, right? They don't want to look at their constituents.
Yeah, it gets ugly if they have to look at them and they don't agree with them, you know, if they're not all yes men and yes women sitting out there in the audience.
Exactly. And so the left has made the courts and your listeners know this very well. They have always made the courts a big battleground, but for the environmentalists particularly, because they have never won a national opinion poll, referendum, anything on environmental or energy issues. There's never been an appetite for it. So they go to the courts, they go to these liberal activist judges and get them to do their dirty deeds for them. And I feel bad for the men and women now in Wyoming, hundreds of them, who are now, what, laid off? Yeah. Do they go on unemployment? Exactly. And that judge owes them an explanation and not just a wink and a nod to the Sierra Club and to Greenpeace.
And don't just say, well, the world's going to end in 12 years either, because that doesn't cut it. And most Americans don't believe this stuff anyway. Most Americans, that is not the top priority in our lives to deal with climate change. And, of course, that's just, you know, they just gasp and awe at that. But, you know, Daniel, they don't believe it. They don't believe a word they're saying. And when they sit there and say, you know, like Alexandria or Bernie Sanders or Kamala Harris or Booker, Spartacus Booker, when they sit there and talk about the gassy cows, they've never seen a cow in their lives, and they talk about all these things, and then they say if we don't spend trillions of dollars, the world's going to end at 12. That sounds a little bit more like extortion to me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always interesting how the solution to these issues doesn't rest in the environment or in energy, but it rests in the centralization of power in government.
Oh, yeah.
And Ms. AOC has never explained why the solution to climate change Armageddon, why the solution lies in universal health care. She has never explained that to anybody. And the same thing is our media has never pushed her on it. Wait a second. The world's going to end in 12 years, so you think the way to approach it is talking about gender and racial injustices over the last 250 years? How does this help us combat climate change? No one has asked her that simple question, and when Republicans make fun of her, she just turns it into, you're making fun of me because I'm a woman, you're making fun of me because I'm Latina, you're making fun of me because I'm young, and we never address the issues.
Well, that's how they cover it up. I mean, it's all, they've all of a sudden got to turn it around. Oh, you're just attacking me. No, I'm attacking your facts that are wrong. The things that you're saying. And I had written that down on one of these articles that you had written. You know, why do we let them get away with that? We know the mainstream media is on board with them. But the American people, we just laugh at it and walk off. But this is going to get dangerous because you and I both know that what they're doing is getting ahead of us, because they will put all these mandates or something like this Green New Deal out. Most of it will get voted down. Most of it will get X'd out. But something will make it through. So they've maybe taken two steps backwards, but they got one step forward.
Exactly.
And when they keep doing that, every time we lose a little bit more of our liberty and our freedoms and a little bit more of our property and our livelihoods. And
exactly.
So it is a danger. I laugh at them too, but it is dangerous because they've got a plan, and they know that the Green New Deal was ridiculous. They know it is, but they'll get something out of it. We're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Check out powerthefuture.com, and Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BETHANN. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BETHANN.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Daniel, I want to return the favor. You said I helped you, but I'm going to tell you, you helped us a lot here and my listeners, and I appreciate what you're doing for this country and the future of the country. You know, we have an amazing future ahead of us if we stay focused and stay on the facts and stop listening to these people spewing out all kinds of, they just say anything that comes to their head. I think, you know, Beto O'Rourke, I call him the table dancing candidate. He has to get up on top of the tables and speak down to people rather than stand there with them and speak to them. And there's something to be said about that body language. But, you know, they just, you know, like just flying out there and saying the world's going to end in 12 years if you don't do this. Well, that's extortion. You know, especially since you and I have already, you know, we've stated that what if everybody in this nation did exactly what they wanted, but the other countries aren't doing it. So is the world still going to end in 12 years? You know, they don't make any sense. Well, you wrote an article here a while back about the Electoral College. And that's something that's very near and dear to my heart because I feel like that is the only way we're going to, they said, well, then every vote will count. No, it won't. That takes away the votes of the people that are in the flyover states in rural America. It takes them away. Well, they want that taken away. That's why they want to do away with it. But you wrote a little article about that, and I'm going to ask you to talk about that a little bit real quick.
Yeah, and it's an issue that's near and dear to my heart, and I wrote it from the perspective of these rural states where most of our energy comes from. You know, and maybe Texas isn't a rural state, but it has an awful lot of rural communities.
Oh, yeah.
And the Electoral College is a reflection of the popular vote. It's the local popular vote. And the people of Texas do get one vote, one person, one vote, and they decide as a state who they want to be elected president. New Mexico was the most recent state to pass a law that said that whoever wins the national popular vote, that is where their electoral votes have to be pledged now by law.
Wow.
And really what they did is they said to the 2 million people of New Mexico, San Francisco and New York get
you
to decide.
Matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and in the last couple of elections, New Mexico has gone with the popular vote. They supported President Hillary Clinton. They supported Obama. But that hasn't always been the case. And so it is amazing to me that as a legislator in the state of New Mexico, you would cede your state's autonomy to large urban centers like New York, L.A., Chicago. That is not what the Constitution was written. That's not why the Electoral College was decided. And I'm also, I didn't get into this in the article, but I'm very, very tired of hearing people try to bring race and slavery into it.
Oh my gosh.
Because it had nothing to do with the creation of the Electoral College. There were so many proposals of how to pick the executive of the United States. This was the best one of the multiple proposals, but never did they say it was going to be a popular vote.
Well,
it never had to do with population.
And this could go back to your previous article with the New York judge making a decision in Wyoming. We were not, as a nation, designed to be dictated from those in D.C. or anywhere else. Each state is supposed to be sovereign. Those people who represent your state, whatever state you are, they know more about what's going on in your state, the topography, the economy, the industries that are there, because we're all different. I mean, none of the, even the rural states, you know, here, you know, smack dab in all this flyover area, we're not the same. And poor Nebraska right now looks like an ocean front. It's so underwater. And you know, Daniel, they lost three million calves. So the beef prices are going to go up, and and other things are going to go up, because they not only lost the animals, they lost the storage bins that had the grain in them, and they can't plant grain this year. It's going to be catastrophic across the nation, and that's just one little area. But my point is, the Electoral College protects each voter. Each county, each state, you know, why would little California, Missouri be told what we can and cannot do from somebody in the state of California or New York? We were designed not to be that way. It was, you know,
exactly.
It really gets under my skin because people don't understand. They keep screaming democracy, and we are we're supposed to be a republic. Democracy is mob rule, and taking away that Electoral College is mob rule. And that's
exactly.
What
yeah, it's a great point that you make. And the more local your government and your power is, the more you have control over
that's
it, and the more it reflects the values of the people. And so you're right. The people of Missouri should try to fight to not have D.C. dictate Missouri. But then the people within Missouri should fight to not have Jefferson City. Carson
Kansas City,
help me out.
Kansas City, St. Louis,
no,
Springfield,
capital.
The city areas.
The
capital is just city.
Jefferson City. I was right the first time.
You were
time,
right. Yeah, I thought you were just naming the big cities. Yeah, the capital is Jefferson City.
The people of Missouri should fight to not have Jefferson City decide. You should have your county have as much power.
Absolutely.
When it comes to police and education and fire and... And we have pushed everything to D.C., and D.C. is incapable of making one policy for the entire nation.
They certainly are. It's, you know, it really is kind of a sad thing, because we have allowed this to happen, we the people, by just ignoring them or maybe even laughing at them. And next thing you know, just like the Green New Deal, we've kind of chuckled about the ridiculousness of it. But something will come out of it. And it's not going to
exactly.
be good if we don't fight it. And I appreciate all the fighting you've been doing and keeping
well,
us informed, because education is the best way to fight.
It really is. And that's why I love doing this and having the chance to share, you know, these ideas with folks. But the challenge is going to be, and we're already seeing this, as these progressive liberal states become cost prohibitive and there is a mass exodus, those folks are moving to other states, but they are sadly bringing their terrible, terrible, terrible ideas with them. So you see Colorado starting to adapt some very progressive politics. Yeah, Texas, Virginia, North Carolina, and it's not because the folks in those states suddenly have changed their thoughts. It's because literally tens of thousands of New Yorkers who can no longer afford to live in New York have moved to these states. And now they say, wait a second. In California.
Right.
And they say this isn't, and they bring their terrible ideas. It's not fair that XYZ, it's not fair that we don't have free universal pre-K for all kids, and suddenly you have a bunch of New York soccer moms who say, well, we're going to make this our priority. And people say, wait a second, where are we going to get the money for this? We're going to tax the oil and gas industry. And now you have states like Colorado that are making 180-degree turns from their principles, and that's detrimental to the state, to the economy, to jobs, et cetera. And that's why the Electoral College is so important. The people in their state have a right over their state, and they don't have D.C. or New York or San Francisco dictating policy for them.
You know, the liberal left, they want, and some of the right, some of the Republicans, they want to turn us against each other. So that's how they do some of this. You know, they want you to hate the rich. The rich are going to pay for this. That's what they keep saying. Of course, wasn't it you told me, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, said, we'll just print more money.
Exactly.
Just print
great
more money.
Great monetary policy.
And, you know, they want you to hate the rich as if they did something wrong. They want you to hate one another, and they want you to hate your local authorities, whether it's the police or whoever it is. They want you to not trust them. And, of course, when they do that, that's when they can bring their big boys in to take care of us.
Anyone think if Hillary had won, she would advocate abolishing the Electoral College? It's only they want to change the systems when they don't work to their
favor. It didn't work to their benefit. That's exactly right. And that's also the case with the judges. That's why they are upset. All of a sudden they want... they want term limits on these Supreme Court justices. And I'm thinking, first let's get some term limits on Congress, and then we'll talk about the Supreme Court. We're headed into the break at 877-895-5410 is the number to call if you have a question or a comment for Daniel. We'd be more than welcome to take that at 877-895-5410. Otherwise, Daniel and I are going to continue to take the lead, as we always do, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-388 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show, and it never ceases to fail. We've got a caller in the final segment. We have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you doing today?
Just fine. I wanted to make a comment about the electoral college system. The purpose was to prevent the tail from wagging the dog, and I'll explain. And out of 3,114 counties in the entire United States, Hillary won less than 2% of them.
That's right.
She won 57 counties.
Yeah. Yeah, she had the popular vote because she had those big cities, but she didn't win the majority of the United States. You're right. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate that. And that's why we have an electoral college, and that's why it's so vital and important to keep it. I think, you know, Daniel, if we lose the electoral college, that's the final nail in the coffin of the republic.
Absolutely. I think that's the ultimate goal, and that's why they're going to push for its abolition. It would not be easy to do. They would need to obviously amend the Constitution. Mm-hmm. But your caller, Roger, is absolutely right. And I'm sorry for him. I'm sorry for his great state. I spend an awful lot of time in New Mexico, and it's terrible that their elected officials have decided to tether their constituents' votes to these large counties, as he said, that Hillary won, and not the thousands of counties that voted the other way. That's just not a democracy. That is dictatorship.
Let me just ask real quickly before we move on. Did they put that vote to the people, or did they just do that in legislation?
Oh, no, they did that in legislation. They would never ask the people, or they wouldn't want the people to chime in on such an important thing. Legislators always know better.
Of course. Well, you know, and that's the same thing as you were talking about your friend from England, that if we put that vote about abortion to the people, it would not pass.
No.
No,
and there are a lot of
contentious
social issues that have been decided by the courts, a lot of contentious issues in general that have been decided by the courts.
Right.
And it does constantly breed a sense of unrest because the people never got a say in it. And it's also an escape, right? It's escape for these elected officials who this is their job. But they don't want to have to face the voters and say, oh, I voted yes or no. they go to the voters and say, whoa, hey, the court's decided. Nothing I can do about it.
Oh, yeah.
And that is not the goal of representation at all.
Well, we're in the final segment of the show. I want to talk a little bit, let you talk a little bit about Power of the Future and how can people help you. And I think you're probably willing to do some speaking around the country, too. I don't know if you've got time to do speaking, but why don't you see how we can help you? Why don't you let us know?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I'm always willing to help out on the local level where these fights take place. But, you know, we've been blessed with the ability to expand our staff. So I have state directors now in Alaska and New Mexico, in Colorado. And so even if I can't get there, I can have the state directors who are there help out, go to attend meetings, testify, you know, just be a resource for the local community, especially in the oil and gas and coal industries, where these environmental battles are happening. So if people want to share their stories, they can always reach out to me, Daniel at powerofthefuture.com, or through our website. But we just want to help be that resource to push back on these green groups, on these radical environmentalists who come from urban areas. They parachute into these local towns. They mess things up, and then they go home. And they leave things in ruin for the folks who live in these communities.
Oh, absolutely. You had an article here, too, about the pebbles in Alaska, about that area. And that kind of reminded me of some things that Missouri has dealt with before, too. But the Pebble Project, if you can share that with my listeners in just a couple of minutes, I think they'd like to hear that.
Yeah, this is an ongoing effort to open up one of the largest copper deposits in the United States, in the world, the largest in the United States. I believe the largest in the entire northern hemisphere, but one of the largest copper deposits in the world that has been thwarted nonstop by litigation, by activist judges, by environmental groups. The thing that I find so incredibly ironic about it is that copper is an essential element in all of the renewable energy technology that these very green groups want us to begin to adopt. And so they want renewable energy, but so that would mean no fossil fuels, but they don't want to open up the mines to find the minerals and the rare earths and the resources to run those renewable energies. So what is the solution? The solution is the Flintstones, I guess.
You better start working on toughening up the bottom of your feet.
And this is why I call them regressive, because they do not believe in progress. And they constantly use this argument that if we do this, we're all going to die. Everyone's going to get sick. There's going to be pollution. And I just wish people could point to me where these beaches are littered with plastic straws, where the air is so unbreathable that children are sick, where the fracking water is so poisoned that people are dying. If they could find these communities and these people, CNN would be there every single day. The only one they could remotely find once was the town of Flint, Michigan,
and that was
caused by the Obama EPA.
Yes, it was. That was caused by the EPA and then ignored until it couldn't be ignored any longer.
Exactly. Exactly. And so they just use these scare tactics of 12 years left before the end of the world, or if you open up the Pebble Project in Alaska, all our waterways are going to be polluted. We're all going to die.
Well, you know,
and we just have to push back.
When I read that article, I had to say, you know, because, of course, they're using a fish as the excuse. We can't do that because there's this fish. It's this salmon, the Bristol Bay salmon, and he's going to ruin his home area. And I said, nobody ever yelled, there's fish in them there hills. There's gold in them there hills. Nobody ever yelled, there's fish in them there hills. Now, you're absolutely right about the copper.
Yeah.
And they make no sense with their reasoning.
And people will remember the infamous spotted owl back in the 90s. That was the beginning
that.
Of, remember that? And has anyone gone back to those timber communities in the Pacific Northwest that were absolutely destroyed and said, how's life 25 years later? How's life after we did everything we could to destroy your way of life and your communities to save the spotted owl, which is not endangered, which was under no threat whatsoever. That was just the excuse. And how has it been in terms of your family and your home and your community. There are whole timber communities across the nation that were devastated because of the quote-unquote spotted owl, and no one ever gives them a second look.
And
I don't want the same to happen in Alaska.
Another one they love to use is the Indiana gray bat. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
I think he needs to go back to Indiana. He's everywhere. The Indiana gray bat. What? What's he doing over there? Come on, get back to Indiana. Anyway, yeah, they use these things to manipulate and regulate and as you said, restrict. You know, they're not progressive, they're regressive. They regress. Daniel, our hour's over, but you'll be back here in a couple of weeks, and we'll do it again. I appreciate you so very much. You take care, and you just need to know. I got letters, and they like you.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Thank you, Daniel, for doing everything you possibly can to help all America, to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn